seni çok seviyoruz Recep Tayyip Erdoğan.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan addressing supporters outside the headquarters of the Justice and Development Party in Ankara. It was his first appearance since the polls closed. He told them he's ready for a runoff.
600 bin civarında fark.
We have seen that the margin with the closest opponent is more than 2 million votes, and with the final result we will see a wider margin. If our nation has decided to go to a second round, we will respect that decision.
His main challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, leads a six-party opposition alliance that's determined to unseat Erdoğan. He urged his supporters to be patient.
Bu seçimi ikinci turda.
Despite his smear campaign against us, Erdoğan hasn't gotten the result he wanted. If the first round wasn't enough to receive the mandate, we are going to get it in the runoff election.
Election officials have been counting the votes throughout the night. Third presidential candidate Sinan Oğan has done better than expected. Analysts say he has the potential to be kingmaker.
Oğan is an anti-immigrant, anti-refugee candidate, and I think it's basically a new epoch in Turkish politics. Because both sides will court him to get his votes, and they will have to do at least something to satisfy his base and his message.
So far, Oğan is refusing to back either Erdoğan or Kılıçdaroğlu.
Gözüken o ki seçimler ikinci tura kalacak.
There will be another difficult 15 days ahead of us, and during this time, if the elections are completed with the current results and go to the second round, we will do our best to make this process a good one for our nation and our country. At this time, we are not saying that we will support one party or the other.
Erdoğan has led Turkey for two decades, overseeing growth in trade and foreign investment, as well as ambitious infrastructure development projects. But more recently, he's been criticized for high inflation and the Turkish lira's devaluation to the US dollar. Kılıçdaroğlu says he wants to reform the system of governance and return power to parliament. A runoff vote will now be needed to decide Turkey's future. Sami Zeydan, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.
We've got two correspondents in Turkey, Selim Kosyalu, who's been following